What's going on, babe? Welcome to Evolved. My name is Coach Christine, women's online health and fitness coach, personal development junkie, and just an overall badass babe. My mission is to help women just like you who struggle with overwhelm in their health and fitness, want to get rid of the muffin top, ditch the binge eating, and get back under 200 pounds for good. On this podcast, I'll be dropping weekly episodes discussing a variety of topics, including mindset, self-worth, healing, relationships, health and fitness, to help you fit back into those jeans you've held on to for years. Wherever you are on your journey, babe, come as you are. The Badass Babe Squad is here to support. Now let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of the Evolve podcast. Today, I am accompanied by an amazing lady. Dahlia and I just celebrated our 1 year anniversary of knowing each other slash like working together, which is super cool. And she's a huge changes, some huge shifts over the last year, and even a bit before that too. So I just wanted to start by, this is like the question I go with at the start, like, just Dahlia, tell us a bit about your story. We talked over the coaching call last week, and all of the ladies in there got to hear a bit of your story, but not everybody did. So I'll just get you to share a bit of your story, or a lot of your story, however much of your story you want to share.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. You're such an important person in my life, and I'm happy to be here side by side. My husband's making a lot of noise in the kitchen. Nice. You know, it's good. He's doing the dishes.
He's doing the dishes. Yeah. Yeah,
move from he is, he is, but I think I see his earphones and I'm stealing them for a second. Hold on. Sure. I'm sorry, guys.
No, don't apologize. Appreciate you taking the time out of your day to be here and to share your story. So thank you. Don't apologize.
Oh, good. Much better.
Drowned him out.
Yeah.
Love it here.
Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, I was like this little kid who hated exercise, never moved. Really, never moved. I would sit on the park, on the bench in the park, and watch the other kids run around. And I would say to my mom, "They're so wild, mommy." And I never got that, like, moving is fun, you know? And as an adult, I really turned sitting on the couch into a life philosophy. Mm. And, you know, every once in a while, I would think, oh, you know, maybe if I did some cardio, I would lose weight. Or maybe if I, you know, did some exercises, I could tone my body. And then I would try for, like, you know, 5 minutes. And really never move past that. Because if you only do it for 5 minutes, it's not fun.
It's hard.
It's hard. It sucks. Mm-hmm. And so that was on the one side. And on the other side, you know, I was always, my eating was always really disordered. So that, you know, there were times I was always up and down with my weight. And my mom had me on diets as a little girl.
Yeah.
You know, I always considered myself fat.
Do you think from your mom always having you on a diet, did that carry over like into your childhood?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because I always saw myself as fat, you know, and I remember once I saw a photograph of myself when I was like, I don't know, 4 years old, 8 years old. And all I could see was a cute little kid, you know, I wasn't fat, but I really believed that I was.
Yeah.
And that carried over with my entire life. So that even if I, and there were periods when I had lost weight, and there were periods when I lost quite a bit of weight, and I could never keep it off. I think really because I couldn't get my head around that now I'm a not fat person.
Yeah, that identity shift never happened for you.
No, but it did now.
Yeah.
And that's a huge growth for me, you know, because it's something that I've been dealing with my entire life.
Yeah.
And probably when I was about 50, I decided, screw this. I don't care. No more dieting, no more binging and purging, no more bullshit with my food. I'm just going to eat what I want to eat.
Yeah.
But I like to eat.
Yeah.
And I got heavier and heavier. And my doctor told me that I had become pre-diabetic. And for me, that meant, well, I better eat as much chocolate cake as I can now, because pretty soon I'm not going to be able to.
But I'm actually diabetic. I won't be able to eat the cake anymore.
There you go. And you know, what do you know? I ended up becoming diabetic. And then I had a really terrible reaction to the medication. And my doctor started talking about putting me on insulin. And I'm a nurse. Mm-hmm. And so I know what diabetes does.
Yeah.
And I see every day, you know, at work, terrible things that diabetes can do. And I didn't want that at all. And I thought, if there's anything I can do, I'm just going to try to do it. So I was really motivated, and thank God I lost weight. I lost like almost, how much do we say in pounds? Almost like 60 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. And which was amazing. And I felt great, but I could not keep it off. Mm-hmm. And I realized to keep it off, what I had to do, and this is what they were telling me, you know, in this diet plan that I had done, that if I wanted to keep it off, I had to exercise. Mm-hmm. And I had met someone who suggested that I go to the gym. And I was like, I can't go to the gym. You know, there's so much testosterone in there. It's just not for me. Too many guys, you know, it's ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. And he don't belong there.
No. Yes. And he said, no, there's this really great woman trainer. And why don't you meet her? And I did. This is here locally in Jerusalem where I live. Yeah. And I met this really wonderful woman trainer named Mary at the YMCA where I work out, and fell in love with her and fell in love with going to the gym for the first time. I started looking forward to it. I started feeling strong, which was amazing. You know, and, you know, in that coaching call that we had a couple minutes ago with Amanda and Allison.
Yeah.
So you were talking about, you know, being hard, creating a wall around yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that for me, a lot of the times, like my fat was my wall.
Protection.
You know, that was my protection. Mm-hmm. You know, it made me feel big. You know, it made me feel far away from people. I didn't have to connect. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have to connect. And I didn't have to connect with anyone who I might feel threatened by.
That's so interesting that you say that.
Yeah. And now I feel strong. I don't need the fat.
Yeah.
You know,
and you don't have to be hard either, or like distance yourself, because you have that confidence and you just have that like zest for life and like enthusiasm about you that like,
absolutely,
it's fun to connect and to build relationships because you're no longer feeling shame or guilt or like that you're identifying as this fat girl.
Yeah. So even when I did lose weight and I enjoyed losing weight and enjoyed being thinner, I felt like I needed that protection of the fatty layer. You know what I mean? So I started going to the gym and I started really enjoying it. And then COVID hit and I also had to have surgery on my knee. And so I wasn't able to go to the gym, and I really was at a loss for what am I supposed to do all alone by myself, you know?
Yeah. At home too, right?
At home. Well, no, because I was going to work. But yeah, I was going to work coming home. I mean, I wasn't doing anything.
But I mean, like the gym was closed and everything.
Right. The gym was closed. So it was me with, you know, maybe a YouTube, you know, video. But that was so overwhelming. And I just really hated it. I didn't know really where to start or what to do with that. So, and I had missed it. I knew that I loved it and I missed it. And I said to my girlfriend, I'm really ready to find a coach that I can up my game and make it consistent and just, you know, have more of this in my life right now. Mm-hmm. And then the very next day I found you, or you found me, or we found each other on Facebook, which was wonderful.
Yeah.
And straight away I knew, I felt connected to you straight away.
That's crazy. What do you think it is? Cause like, it's so insane. I think I remember you saying, on our coaching call on Tuesday, like, I think that it was you that said, like, I didn't even know that like this existed, like that there was this option. Mm-hmm. And like you said before, and in case the people that are watching this missed it, like you live in Jerusalem. Like we have never physically like actually met and connected besides like over FaceTime or our video, like kickboxing sessions or text messages or voice notes or that kind of thing. We've never actually like given each other a hug, connected.
Hug.
So what do you think it was that like made you feel safe and like, this is the one for me, this is going to be it?
I'm not sure. There was just a click there, and you said something. I just felt like you have what I want, you know? I mean, I think I wanted to be badass my whole life, you know? So like when I was 12, I would smoke cigarettes in the bathroom, and I thought that made me badass, but no, it just wasn't. It just never did it. And you know, you just, there's something about you that's strong and courageous and feminine at the same time, you know, at least what I, the way that I interpret femininity, and you're so cool, you know, and I really felt, you described the community a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you describe the way that, you know, women are there to support one another. And I really liked that. And I just really felt, and you also talked about things that I had been through. You know what I mean? You're not like some skinny chick at the gym who has never struggled with this in her life, you know?
Yeah, I'm not going to pretend to be perfect.
Right.
Because I'm not. I'm only a human just like you.
Right. And that's one of the reasons why I love relating to you, you know, and you allow yourself to be vulnerable. with us. You know, you allow yourself to show what you're struggling with. And it's usually something that one of us is struggling with at the same time. And so, yeah. And also I really had the sense of that you're really also really professional, that like here I would be able to, really do what I had to do to be able to develop, you know, get stronger and lift heavier and do those things that I wanted to do.
Yeah. It's like professional, but yet, like, I don't know, when I think of words that describe myself, I don't necessarily think of like professional as like one of the top ones. I think I'm more of like a goofy big thing. That's why I laughed when you said it. But interesting when you said like about the community and the women and like building each other up, something that you touched on too was when there was that little mini war earlier this year where you're at sort of how you were just met like and seen for you and like, are you okay? Mm-hmm. How are you not like talked about politics or religion or anything of that? Like, do you want to talk about that a little bit and how you felt?
Yeah. I mean, for me, that was like, you know, I feel like I've discovered this whole community of friends who live halfway around the world. You know, many of the women live in rural, very rural situations in Canada. I mean, somebody wrote that she lives in a community of 95 people. Mm. I mean, you know, I've probably seen 95 people in a day at work, at least, you know, and women living lives that are so different than the life that I live here. And I feel like I feel so close to so many of them, you know, I really do. I feel like sisters. I feel like we have so much in common. I feel so much support. And what I was talking about the other day was in May, we had this mini war here in Israel, and people really were able to just see me and say, how are you doing? Are you okay? You must be scared to death. Mm. You know, you must be terrified. I can't imagine living in a situation with bombs falling on, you know, around me. Mm. And no one said anything about this government or that government or, you know, this party or that party or anything like that. Mm. People just saw me. And I appreciated that so much, you know, because I felt like many of my other people that I had considered as friends from high school, from my life, you know, before I came here, got really stuck on the politics and didn't want to hear anything else.
Yeah. Because I guess one thing we didn't mention too is like, you didn't always live there. You moved there as like your early 20s or so in there somewhere.
When I was 18. Yeah. I came when I was 18. So, yeah. And I grew up in Detroit.
Detroit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Different like upbringing and then moving there, and it's friends from like not even from in Jerusalem, it was like friends from back home, like in Detroit or like in United States that were kind of giving you the cold shoulder and not accepting
making all kinds of assumptions, having all kinds of prejudice that, you know. But with you guys, I feel like I can be myself. People see me, they're only interested in seeing me without any kind of, you know what I mean, and it was such a healing experience. So healing.
I find that like I'm so protective of the energy in like, especially in like our like elite one-on-one kind of coaching type group, one-on-one still like in that connection that we have, but it's very much like a group, like a collective of women supporting each other too. And it's like, I'm so protective of it because it's like, you can have this amazing pool party, but like if one person pees in your pool, then there's pee in your pool. Like protective, like I don't want anyone to pee in this pool. I want this to be like how it is, with so accepting and like seeing like the human that's there and caring directly about that human and not being judgmental or shaming them or anything like that. Like just seeing people for who they are and holding that space and being accepting. And I don't know, I think that's like one of the coolest things about it is everyone in there is so like, a lot of us have never actually met, but it's like we could just go out together and hang out, and it's like,
oh, we could
all our lives.
It was really fun. One day I made a movie with Hannah, who lives in, you know, Russian Georgia. And it was so much fun. The connecting with one another is just really special.
She's a fun girl. I like her a lot too. The coaching calls when it's like both of you guys there, it's like one in a million. I just, those days are the best. Not to downplay anyone else. Like everyone else is awesome too, but it's just like the time difference. And like, you guys are on the other side of the world, and like, even from each other, you're pretty far apart too, right? It's not like you're like neighbors.
Yeah.
No. So that's so cool. Another question that I had for you is maybe some of the, like, can you talk about some of the results that you've seen over the last year? And I think we've sort of missed like an important part of your journey that has kind of happened recently too, that we haven't covered yet.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, so first of all, I lost the weight that I had gained, and it's been staying off pretty much more or less, some very minor fluctuations, but nothing
which is normal.
Serious. And yeah, and it's not stressful at all. And usually if I'm in a sane place, which I usually am now. One other thing, like before I talk about anything else, like about how, you know, the diabetes has gone away, my cholesterol has gone down, my heart rate is normal, which it never was. My heart rate was always really fast. And my blood pressure is like for a 17-year-old, you know, it's so cool. And I bumped into someone that I hadn't seen in about 15 or 20 years, someone that I used to work with, and she did not recognize me. And I said, "It's Galia." And her eyes almost fell out of her head. And she said, "You look so different." And I said, "Well, I lost a lot of weight." And she said, "No, it's not the weight." She said, "You look happy."
Yeah. Your energy. Your
aura. Know? And yeah. And I think I'm happier than I've ever been in my life. There's no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, that's first of all, that's just so wonderful. I get up and I jump out of bed because I'm excited to go to the gym and start my day.
Yeah. And it just makes life easier too, right? Because the people around you, like your friend that noticed it, probably like elevated to your level and like became more and like rose up because of your energy. And you go to work and like you work in a stressful, like you're like a lady in service too. Like you're working as a nurse, like taking care of people who are in, like nobody comes to the hospital because they're amazing. Like they come there because they
No, I don't work in a hospital now. I work in the clinic, but yeah.
Yeah, but still like people don't come there just to hang out and have coffee.
Right.
Well, maybe some do, but you know, people are in need and you take care of them, right? Like you take care of their needs. So if you go to work and you're grumpy and, you know, I always use like the dog shit reference. Like if you walked through dog shit on your way to work and you didn't clean your shoes before you went into work, you're going to track that all over work. And that being like your negative energy, the dog shit is the negative energy. Like do something. Like say you wake up in the morning. I know you don't have any kids there now, but like you are a mother, so you've had children and you will be able to relate to this, but your children maybe are testing you a little bit in the morning and you're emotional in an emotional state. You're maybe quicker to anger. If you don't have the tools to like emotionally regulate and turn back to like happy, before you go to work, then you're tracking all the dog shit through with you and everyone smells it. Nobody likes it. And other people walk through it,
and then you bring it back home again afterwards. Yeah.
100%. And then, you know, your husband, or if you have kids and your kids are back in that too. So it makes it just so much easier to go through life in general. If you can come from a place of gratitude and abundance and happiness and confidence and just having that aura around you, like your friend noticed, that if you, you know, you wake up and you're grumpy and you kick the dog on the way to work and to work like that. So yeah, I don't know where I started with that, but
absolutely. So what happened is that, you know, as the year started to go on, I got this idea in my head that maybe I wanted to become a fitness coach. Maybe I wanted to become a trainer. And I really wanted to, but I didn't really dare to, you know, and I sort of asked you about it. Yeah, I couldn't speak it. And I asked you about it. And you just encouraged me in the way, like, there's so much about the way that you were able to encourage me that just speaks to me so well, because you were something like, well, of course you can. If you want it enough, you can do this.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't like over embellish. You don't make a big deal. You know what I mean? There's no drama. It's just really clear. Of course you can, Galia, go for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Confidence. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you?
Yeah. And that's the way your approach is with me with like everything. Pretty much. And it's always what I need to hear, you know, from the check-ins, the weekly check-ins and stuff. Sometimes it's like just so exact that it just brings me to tears. And then afterwards I read it over and like, you know, I don't know. It was just simple and perfect. Thank you.
Sometimes it's like something you didn't even really know you needed to hear.
Right. But you did. Yeah.
For sure. Was I the first person that you said, like actually spoke that to, that you wanted to become a personal trainer or fitness instructor?
Yeah. So now I ended up signing up for the course. Mm-hmm. I began the course in June. I finished in the end of January. And, you know, the whole way through, I kept thinking that I'm probably not going to pass this and I'm probably not going to do well. And on the first exam, I got like 96. And the second exam, I got a 98. And
I'm falling and being like, I got like the best mark for half my age.
And yeah, I haven't taken an exam in decades, you know, and just even that I dared, that I put myself out there, I went for it, you know? Wow, that was so cool. That was just the best. And because I was already excited even after I had taken the exam, even before I knew what the grade was, just because I had done it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I have this sort of perfectionist gene in my system that is so destructive, you know, because it really prevents me from doing a lot of things that I really would have liked to have done. Yeah. And I've just been able to put that to the side, ignore that voice, and go for it anyway. Mm-hmm. And so we had this test that was like the practical exam where you had to show various exercises and you'd like teach them and show what to be careful about, what to watch for, how a person make sure that a person doesn't do this or that so they wouldn't get injured, you know, that kind of stuff. And you had to analyze it, like which muscles do what and stuff like that. And I was sure that, okay, so the science I passed, but that's no biggie because I've studied science before, but this for sure I'm not going to pass. And I ended up passing and, you know, did really well. And I'm just so thrilled because that means that I'm well on my way to becoming a fitness coach. And yeah, I'm going to do this. I already spoke to my boss about working part-time and so that I'll have room to do what I really want to be doing now.
That's so exciting. You also didn't mention that you volunteered to take it a week early and like you had been studying. And we had conversations about like, you're like, oh, like it's in, you know, it's next Friday. I'm not going to pass. I'm so scared. Like I've been studying. I'm feeling overwhelmed because I want to be doing this, this, and this, but I feel like I need to study. And then the other morning you were just like, I did it. I did it early and I passed. I didn't lose my life. Back. I don't have to study for this anymore.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I think that's like so brave and confident of you too, to just be like, yeah, especially, yeah, you mentioned too, like that your instructor was like, are you sure? Like, no, maybe you should wait. Someone else, anyone else want to go early? Anyone else?
That's exactly what happened. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. But yeah, I was...
Without having his confidence in you, you went and you crushed it anyways.
Yeah. You know, there's lots of things that you guys say. You guys say like, we got you or... You got this or something. And it took me a while to understand, like, what are they saying? What does that mean?
Yeah.
I got your back. What does that mean? You got, what?
Yeah. That's one of my, I got you. It just means I support you. I see you. I got you.
Yeah. Right. That gives me so much strength. Mm. That gives me so much confidence.
Yeah.
That, you know, because I think, you know, when I'm in that perfectionist mode, which thank God I haven't been there in a long, long time, really, you know, it's like, I can't let anybody see my weaknesses because then for sure they're not going to like me.
Yeah.
And if they really see me, then they're not going to like me. And you always gave me the sense that you really see me and you also really like me. Mm-hmm. And it was like, whoa.
Powerful.
This is special.
Yeah. It's like dropping that like fear of judgment or and just like being, you know, feeling seen. That's like one of the biggest human things. And like, we all crave that connection, like to be truly seen for who we are and someone like to slow down long enough to take the time to see us. And I think that's like one of the biggest things in life and building relationships and building connections with people is like slowing down long enough to like see the human behind it all. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And that all comes together with like giving us tools, like real tools. For okay, so what do you do now? You know, what are your workouts? What are you doing with your food? Mm-hmm. You know, now that you know, how can I, as a 62-year-old person who was eating disordered my whole life, how can I now eat normally? Mm-hmm. And you know, what do you know? It's working.
Yeah.
Working, you know, and even the tools of, you know, like mindset, people that talk about mindset, that's the big thing, but you give us tools. What does that mean? Mindset, you know, you point us to all different things that are like, what are they called? Like motivational tapes, or you become the amount of talks that you give about how to do it, how to change your mindset, what you have to do. You know, I mean, you could be giving like 100 TED Talks already, but we get them all, you know, and we get them all directly for us. And it's just really, really, really helped. Yeah. Not only you and the other coaches too. I mean, every single one of them has something that's really special about the way that, and I feel a different relationship with everyone. And I feel like I'm learning something different from everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful. You know, I mean, now we're celebrating a year of working together, but I never want to leave. Like I'm here forever.
Ride or die. We're in this. I totally get it. And what you're saying is like very much true. And I just talked to Allison about this too. Like you come, like I only coach ladies. We only have ladies in the program. So like ladies come thinking like I need help with my nutrition and my workouts. Like, where's my workout plan? Where's my meal plan? Sign me up. That's what I need. I'm like, whoa, pump the brakes. We're going to work on your mindset. And they're like, what do you mean? I just need my workouts and my nutrition. Right. Yeah, like a lot, you do need the knowledge of that and the understanding of that. But more than that, you need to be able to be compliant to that. And that involves like transformation from the shoulders up.
Right.
Powerful.
Exactly.
Yeah. I thought of a question while you were talking before, but I was just so interested in listening to you that it went out the other side of my brain. My brain sat down. And I just got too involved.
All right.
What are your... this question, what's your plans for the future?
So yeah, I really want to work as a fitness coach and be able to help other women like myself who were afraid to go to gym, afraid to even start on this fitness journey. I think I have a lot to offer in that. I want to keep lifting weights, which I love. I wanted to be able to deadlift 50 kilos by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And now I'm at 40. So, you know, I don't know.
In progress.
Yeah. I want to spend time with my grandkids and
you want to come to Canada so I can come see you in Toronto?
I want to come to Canada so bad. You know, I have a BFF there in Toronto who I'd love to see. And but you guys are so far.
I'm coming to you if you come here. So let me know.
All right. All right. That. We got it. Deal.
Ready to fly.
All right. Let's do this.
Any other plans for the future?
You know, one day at a time. I never would have imagined in my life a year ago that this is where I would be.
Crazy.
So who knows? Like the sense that I'm 62. Well, I'll be 62 in January. And and my life is beginning.
That's awesome.
Wow. Right. Yeah.
It's like finally living a life by design, right? Like that you love.
Yeah.
That's powerful. Yeah. Never too late.
Never too late. Never too late.
I hear that a lot too from sometimes ladies that I talk to. It's like, well, they'll even say like at 40 or like in their 40s, it's too late for me. I'm a lost cause. I've been this way my whole life. It's like, it's never too late.
Never.
Always.
Never too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like the best time to get started was maybe like 13 years ago, but like the second best time is right now, right? To take control of your life.
Right now.
I remember now what I was going to ask you before, and it was like about boundaries and setting boundaries, because I know you talked about that a little bit. Stuff like that. So because I think that's one of the big things too that gets us into situations or like places in life where we wake up and we're like, oh, like, is this even where I want to be? Like, is this... Because we spend so much time living our life to please other people, and we never set boundaries and like what's acceptable for me and what isn't acceptable for me for what I need. It's always often like, what do you need? And I'm going to give you everything that you need to make you happy, and try to validate myself through making you happy instead of validating myself through making me happy.
Right. Like I see the women in this group, you know, some of them have small children and they still find time to work out, to make sure their nutrition is good. And I was never able to do that. I didn't know how to do that. I had no idea how to do that.
Yeah, and, but looking back, you're probably doing the best that you could with the tools that you had, right?
Yeah, of course. No, of course, of course. I really did not have the tools. I did not have the tools. I really didn't know how to say no. At some point, I remember I wanted to learn how to say no. And I had a little list 42 ways to say no. Hung up next to the telephone because my boss, I'm a nurse midwife. My boss in the delivery room would call me up and say, can you do Friday evenings? And if I didn't have a no already, if I didn't have a no already prepared, like Friday evenings, somebody's sick. Can you do it instead? You know, if I didn't have a no already paired, like I would end up filling in for everyone plus doing my shifts too. Mm-hmm. So I really didn't know how to say no. And now it comes very naturally, you know, mm-hmm. Now I've learned from you guys in the last year how to say, I just can't do that.
Yeah.
And leave it at that. I don't need an excuse. I don't need a reason. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't work for me.
Don't need an explanation. No is a complete sentence in itself. Yes. Doesn't need an explanation. Just no, doesn't sound like something that's going to work for me.
Yeah. And that's fine.
Yeah. I love that.
So that's also been huge.
Mm, powerful. Yeah. Setting boundaries is like a huge thing. And even myself over the last, probably, I don't know even if you've noticed it, like over the time that we've been together, but like I continue to evolve and change as time goes on. And really like lately have been stepping into myself and stepping up as like the leader for you guys and teaching things like that through my own experience. It's like, this is what worked for me, you know, give this a try, or maybe you could do this. So I think that's
right.
It pushes me to continually do better too, to do better for you guys, like that servant leadership style. Like I work for you, how can I help you?
Yeah. No, I remember in the beginning, when I was a few months in, you were thinking of going in a different direction and working like with other people. But the feeling that I got from that your light was really diminished there. And I remember saying to my husband, oh, I don't like this. I don't think it's going to work. I hope it doesn't, because it just doesn't sound right. And I was really relieved when you left that and really came shining right back.
Yeah, I thought it would be like an amazing thing for the community and everything, but then also was quick to realize that it wasn't, and like brave enough to, instead of like trying to force it, just take it on the chin for what it was and be like, guys, I made a bad call.
Yeah.
Like maybe not the best call. Maybe it wasn't a bad call. Like nobody got hurt or anything, but it wasn't the best call for us. And we're pulling up and going back.
Yeah.
And like, thank you for riding that roller coaster with me, braving that frontier. I think everyone that was along for the ride through that one, like I totally appreciate. And even like the honest feedback was super valuable too in that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've been chit-chatting here. It seems like it was only a minute, but it's been over 40.
Wow.
So I want to be respectful of your time too. I know you're like 8 or 9 hours ahead of me and it's getting close to bedtime there. So I totally appreciate you coming and sharing your story. I think by you sharing your story, it inspires others to do the same. And it's like by shining your own light, you know, you subconsciously let others do the same. You're a solid, consistent inspiration, like in the group, shining your light. So I totally appreciate you.
Thank you, sweetie.
Do you have anything that you would say to someone, any words of like advice, I'll say, for someone who is maybe in a similar situation to where you were at when you started and like kind of thinking about making some changes in their life, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them that it's an amazing journey and they just have to try, you know, just jump into the water and that water is fine. You know, it's wonderful. You know, you're going to be amazed just by being here, just by doing these small things a little bit, you know, slowly.
I like that you said that slowly, like it's not a race. I think people, you know, they want results and they want them yesterday. And like, it's not a race. There's always work to do. There's always ways to improve yourself. Like I've been focused on like my health and fitness and mindset more so in the last few years. But like I've been since I was, well, pretty much all my life, I was athletic in school, in high school, and I started using the gym instead of alcohol for my happiness when I was in my later teens, like 19 or 20 in there. So yeah, and here I am now at 35, still putting in the reps. So like, it's not a race. I love that you said that, like that's slow steps. Those are the ones that are
gonna be- also consistency, you know? Yeah. be consistent.
At the same time. For sure.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, I appreciate you so much.
I appreciate you so much. I love you. I'm sending you a big, big, big hug over here.
Likewise. And I really hope that you come to Canada next year and I can see you. Otherwise, I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you.
All right. We got a room right here. You can stay.
Perfect. I'm in. Yay.
We even have a bench and weights.
Oh, there we go. We can crush a workout together.
Yeah.
We can go down to the Y too.
YMCA.
Yeah.
That's right.
I love you.
Yossi. Love you too. Thank you so much. Thank you. You too. Have a great day. Bye bye.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Evolved. If you got value today, you can show me some love by screenshotting this episode and tag me on Instagram at CoachXTeenCardenas and let me know your biggest takeaway. If you want to work with me to hit your goals, shoot me a message while you're sharing and let's get the convo started. Until next time, much love.